Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Hello and welcome to the A24 project here on the Nerd Party Network. I'm Lee Hutchison, and myself and Dallas King make our way through the A24 filmography, and along the way we aim to bring you interviews with the talent involved in front of and behind the camera. We continue our series of Green Knight interviews as I'm joined by Belle Friossi, who shares with us the process that went into physically transforming into a giant and her experience working on the set of The Green Knight to create one of the film's most memorable moments. Thanks so much to Belle for joining me, and I hope you too will enjoy the interview. Have you always been interested in acting and performing arts?
Not always, but it started really soon. I started acting when I was 14 years old. So I think this is a good time to start. Before that, I was just lost. I didn't have any idea what I was going to do in my life. I was really bad at school. I hated everything, but I was really good in arts and history, basically. So I was in front of my school and the agent was there looking for girls to be models in an agency. It's a really small city in São Paulo. It's a state of Brazil. And then this guy saw me and he said, hey, you don't have a, like, I don't think you can be a model, actually, but you're really interesting. Have you ever thought about being an actress? And I was like, oh, no, but okay, I'm going to try. I was so fucked at school, so I was open to anything, actually. And then I went to meet some agents, and then they liked me, and then I started acting and studying, and I'm here now. It's basically that. I never gave up.
For those whose first introduction to you is The Green Knight, what about your previous work would you recommend people to check out?
Philosophy in the Baudelaire is a movie from Marquis de Sade based in his book. And it's really intense, it's really heavy. I am the main character, my name is Eugenie in the movie. And I don't know if you know Marquis de Sade.
No, I'm not familiar.
It's quite heavy. So sadism, the word sadism is, or the orange of the word is because of his name, Marquis de Sade, because everything he writes is about violence and sex and politics, basically, and religion. So the movie is really intense. It's about conservative people, basically. But we talked this in a weird way. And it was a really intense experience. So I really recommend this movie. But if you like just alternative movies, if you don't like it, don't search for it.
Yeah, I'll have to check that one out. And it sounds like it's got a lot in common with the Green Knight as well.
Yeah, it is. I was really excited because all the time, as an actress, is this kind of things appearing for me always. I never did anything really commercial, to be honest with you. I worked with children for a while, but nothing commercial. I was talking about transgender people to children, basically. So.
Oh, it sounds like an interesting kind of second life you had there as well.
Yeah.
When did you sort of first hear about the opportunity to be involved in the Green Knight?
In 2018, we had the election in Brazil, Bolsonaro won. And after that, I was like, okay, the situation of the artists in Brazil was never good, but now I know it's going to be worse. So I decided to leave Brazil. And the easier way for me to do that was being an English student. So I paid schools, I did everything right to go to Ireland because it's cheaper there than in other countries. And as soon as I arrived, I saw an advert in Facebook say, oh, we are looking for actresses that are body confident because then the scene was fully naked and that are not afraid to shave their heads. I saw that. I was like, it's me. This is basically what I do. I'm not afraid of doing anything. I'm not afraid of exposure or being naked or shaving my head or anything like that. So I sent my materials, CV, photos, videos, everything I had. And then they just answered me the next day, okay, you are in. Was basically that.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Really easy. I think they were quite desperate to find people because it's not every person who want to be naked and shave the head, you know?
That's if I can ask a question to go back a little bit. You talked about sort of the situation in Brazil for artists. For those that maybe aren't familiar with what kind of happened, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. So basically, if you are an actor, for example, Brazil, we have some projects to incentivize artist work. So we need to apply for these projects. They are from the government, and then they pay you a quantity of money for you to raise this project, basically, to put in the theaters or to do a movie or stuff like that. But they don't give a lot of money to this stuff. Basically, if you want to be an actor or an actress in Brazil, you need to be part in a private stuff, television, basically. If you're not in television, you are fucked. So I was always an actress from theater, always, since I started. I love theater, especially political theater. It's something that I really like to talk about it, and feminism and human rights. So this kind of theater, we don't have voice, we don't have money. So we were always applying to have money and support from the government to do our stuff, but we never had enough. We have too little. So I was always working too much, Sunday to Sunday. I never had days off. Sometimes I was doing three different plays in the same day. So I was doing a play, finish, and going to another and going to another. I was really active. I always had a job. This is really weird. I always had a job. I was always working, but I never had money. So I didn't have enough to pay my bills, to eat, or basic stuff. And Brazil was always like that. If you're not in television or acting with big directors, you are nothing. And then the situation was always like that. And after Bolsonaro, he made it clear that it would be worse because he doesn't care about artists. We are dangerous for people. Because we talk about politics, and if you know about it, it's dangerous for him because he can lose. So he made it clear that he would fuck us, and he did. It was basically that. So I decided to leave as soon as I could, and I didn't know speak English at the time. It was really difficult to do the Green Knight because of that, especially because of the accent in Ireland. I'm here basically. I left Brazil to survive because I don't want to stop acting, so it was the only way.
I'm glad that you've been able to come over to this part of the world and make a success of it. And hey, your English is fantastic. I mean, I can only speak English, so I've always got full respect for people that can do multiple languages. So it sounds like a bit of a fairy tale coming here.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's really difficult. I'm not working too much as an actress yet, but the Green Knight was an amazing opportunity. And it's basically because of them I didn't give up. Because if I was here for so long without any acting jobs, I would have gave up already. But then the Green Knight appeared and it was like, okay, this is possible. It's possible to be a Brazilian immigrant acting here. So I'm gonna insist a little. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you talked about like submitting kind of your CV photo shoots. Did you then have to sort of audition for a process of being a sort of a giant? What kind of happened next?
They basically just gave me the role and asked my documents, of course, if I had the right to work. But they just asked me a video walking, basically, because they wanted to see my body. Because I think the clients, they needed to have a body type, like skinny, long. And was that as soon as I sent my video, it was in the second email, basically. So I sent my CV, they like it. Oh, can you send me a video? I sent the video and they were like, okay, you are in. Can you come to shoot with us on the day? Da-na-na, I don't remember the day. And I was like, yeah, that's it. It was really easy.
Did you know much about what the film was, or even sort of the writer director, sort of David Lowry, when you were kind of getting involved in this project?
I searched, and I was like, okay, this is huge. This is huge. I was really nervous because it wasn't a little production. It's A24, Dave DeLorey, Dave Patel, like everybody involved in this movie was incredible. All the crew, actually. It's not just the director and the actors. Everybody that was there doing the makeup, organizing the set, assistants. And I searched everything. I searched the story, of course. I knew I didn't have a good English, so I wanted to be involved in everything that I could.
What was that sort of first day like on set? Because as you mentioned, sort of like you've got to shave your head, you've got to do, did you have to do that sort of beforehand, or was it very much on the day of sort of beginning this sort of physical transformation?
Yeah, we had 2 days. So in the first day, basically they introduced everybody to us. We talked a little, they explained what they wanted, and then we shaved the legs, all the intimate parts, the head, everything, because the makeup was really heavy, and I think the hair would be a little bit annoying for the makeup artist to deal with. So they asked us to shave everything. I just didn't shave my arms, but the rest, everything.
Mm-hmm. Was that a liberating experience to like shed your hair for sort of a role? Was it quite a cathartic experience, or was it quite a scary one?
No, I really like it. I shed my head before this movie, actually, for a theater show. So I had this experience before, so I didn't care too much, because this is my job. Like, if you have a problem to shave your head, you're not an actor. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is what I believe. If you are worried because of that, my love, go to be a model or another stuff. Mm-hmm. Not even a model, because model, they need to work with their parents and transformation as well. But I don't know, go study. Do another thing. Just don't be an actor.
Was it quite a surreal experience to have almost, I think, maybe like 5, 6 of you almost kind of shed of all kind of body hair, etc., sort of all coming together to be giants? Was it quite surreal just looking at kind of the people around you for that kind of moment?
That was really nice. I remember everybody was, I think for them was exciting as well. They didn't know what to expect, because I know they did a test, a makeup test in a girl before we went there. But not in us, not in the actresses. So it was a really long job for all the makeup artists, because it was 5 or 4 giants. I don't remember for sure. And every giant, we had 3 or 4 makeup artists with each one. So it was really a really difficult job for them to do the makeup and every step perfect for all of them to be the same.
That's amazing, because it's one of the things, it happens so quickly, but it's amazing, like just a few, you know, a few seconds on screen, so much time and effort gets involved to sort of bring it to life, because it's almost got that weird look of like, it almost seems like stone or something that these giants are made of. It's quite an interesting sort of design they went with.
Yeah, I know it looks a little bit green in the screen, but in person we looked a little bit gray. They did a great job. I don't know how to explain, but it was 7-8 hours basically doing the makeup.
So when you've got your 7-8 hours, you know, kind of, do you have to sort of stand there as they sort of cover you sort of head to toe? How do you sort of mentally cope with such a long process of getting made up?
Yeah, I was trying to... At the same time I was there waiting to get ready, I was trying to work in my mind that environment of the movie and what it was going to happen. So it was good that it takes so long, because when it finished, we were into the story. And Dave, he went to see us. Every giant, we had different rooms because we were naked. So we were taking care of these details for us not to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And Dave, he went to see all of us one by one and say thank you and explain what he wanted, and then we could chat a little and change some ideas. And I was like, oh, can I do this? And I was like, yeah, great, this is nice, can you do this either? And I was like, yeah, this is gonna be cool. And so they were lovely. They did everything they could for us to be inside the story.
Is that exciting for you as an actor, where, as I say, it might be a small role, but someone like David Lowry is so open to you bringing whatever you potentially want to the scene and being a collaborative kind of partner? Is that exciting for you when you get that opportunity? Because I suppose so many people will expect to just turn up, they're going to just be directed and that's it. Whereas you almost can have a little bit of influence on sort of your character, and a director is willing to listen and meet you.
This was a surprise for me, because I wasn't expecting to meet them, to meet David, for example, to meet him. Mm. Because I thought it would be something so small. But when I got there and I saw the set and everybody taking care of us, and I, And David was like, okay, this is not gonna be small, this is gonna be a fucking huge scene, I'm feeling. But I don't think they did this just to us. I think they did this with everybody. I could feel the, I don't know, the way they treat people is different. The way they work is different.
What was it like? So obviously you're all together. We watch it on at home. We see sort of all these giants and Dev Patel kind of looking up with the fox. What was it like actually on the set, sort of shooting these giants all coming together?
Was just a green screen. Dave, he wasn't there. Dave Patel, he recorded some days before, and then we did a separately. So they showed the scene for us to have an idea of Dave Patel looking and how it was gonna look like, and then we did separately. So it wasn't too difficult. We just needed to walk in this huge green screen one by one and doing different ways to walk, doing different bodies, expressions. And it was really quick, actually. I think we took like 2, 3 hours to do it. The makeup was more time.
Was it sort of an exciting challenge as an actor to almost have something like that, where it's like just constantly finding new ways to walk and to move your body in a way that none of us can imagine what it must be like to be a giant? How do you sort of put yourself into that kind of mindset to an extent?
Is I think if you don't have any experience in theater, for example, it would be difficult. But I had a lot of experience in doing theater shows, and in theater shows, this body expression is really important. We need to do everything big because theater is big. When it's just in the movies, it's something smaller, and you have months to prepare. But in the theater, a lot of times we need to improvise. So we were there, and then they were just say, walk, and then we walk. Like, okay, so walk different now. You are a monster. So, oh, now you need to. It was really fast. We just so like 10 seconds to do an expression, then 10 seconds to come back doing something really different. So, if you don't have this kind of experience, I think it would be really, really difficult to do it. But gladly, it was okay. And they were trying to direct. Actually, the most difficult thing for me was to understand what they're saying because they. I was doing everything really great. Like they were really vibing. Like, yeah, you're doing right. Yeah, the body, that's it, the giant. Woo, I love the expression. And then they were like, could you just walk straight to that point there? And I was like, what? What is it straight? No, just straight. And I was like, what? And then I went to the other side and they were like, please just go straight. I was like, what is it straight, my lord? I don't remember from my English classes. But they were really patient to show me and do the signs, and then I was like, oh, okay, thank you. And then
Was
it was really okay.
it a challenge to move in the makeup and the kind of that you had from sort of head to toe kind of naturally, or was it sort of a presenter a bit of a challenge?
A little, especially to pee, to go to the
Oh,
bathroom
yes.
was a hell. It was a hell. We were using something to protect the genitals, but it was really small. And the makeup was like they did the makeup above this thing. So any movement I did, it would ruin the makeup. So to go to the bathroom, I need to tell to the assistants, and they needed to help me. And then after they needed to pen me again. It was really stressful. I was trying not to drink water because otherwise I would make their job really difficult.
Obviously, you kind of the makeup and everything helps you sort of visualize what these giants are like. But did they sort of show you pictures of what sort of the finished product might look like on a sort of big screen or sort of with an illustration?
Yeah, they showed in the screen during before we recorded. They showed a little bit. They did some tests, and then they were like, "Okay, it needs to be like this. It's how we are imagined." So they showed us how big we would be because we didn't know. We just know we were giants. But when we see on the screen, it's not like just an iron not normal giant. It's like it's fucking huge. It's too much. It's more than we imagined. Not like a 2 meters guy just walking on the street. It's more than that. So yeah, they did this to us for us to have an idea.
For obviously those that are sort of like listening and want to keep an eye out for you in particular amongst these giants, what one would you be able to pinpoint as you for those listening at home where they can go, oh, that's me on the amongst the giants?
I think they mixed us a little. because I was clear who I was, but then I watched the movie, I'm not sure anymore. Because I think they took expressions of one giant and putting the face of the other, because it's really weird. I don't recognize myself, to be honest with you. Because the main giant, the first one that appears, when it starts, I know it's one girl. But then when this giant turns, I was like, okay, this is me. This is my face, but in her body, what is happening? I'm not sure what happened in the edition, or if this is just paranoia of mine, but I think it's possible. I think this is really possible because they told us they would mix a little the stuff and create more giants, the background, because they wanted to be more than they had. I think they couldn't find enough actresses, to be honest. So they wanted to do this effect and to have more people. So I think it's, I don't know. Maybe I am in the right, but I think I saw my body there on the right for a moment, but then I saw the main one with my face. I'm not sure.
We need to get David Lowry back on this podcast and go, right, let's get to the bottom of this and find out what happened.
David, could you tell me who I am? Because I don't know, my love.
The giants have this amazing moment where they sort of like vocalize and harmonize amongst themselves. It's hard to put like a finger on it, but it's beautiful and easy at the same time. Was this something that you had to perform together, or was this something that was done sort of in the editing process?
No, we did it together. Yeah, we did it there. Yeah, they explained us that we needed to communicate with the wolf, basically. It's not even with the Patel. It's not even with his character. It's with the wolf. So this is our way to say the stuff. It was really beautiful doing. Yeah. I was kind of crying. I didn't know what was happening, but I was like, crying. It was really beautiful.
Yeah. And did that take a lot of practice amongst yourselves to sort of harmonize up?
No. We did in 5 minutes.
Wow.
Really, these guys are really good directing, because we did everything really fast. I'm not sure if they had enough time, you know. I think because of COVID, they had a lot of problems with the production.
Yeah.
And this scene we did in the last day of the production.
Oh, wow.
So it's really, yeah, I think was really, really difficult for them. I don't know. So we need to improvise a lot, but it worked. They just told us, you need to sing a little. And then we did it together. It was that. We didn't do a lot of times, actually. I think two or three.
Did sort of David or the team tell you much about sort of what they're thinking, sort of the involvement of the giants meant? Or was it very much sort of just kind of kept ambiguous amongst yourselves too?
Yeah, David, he explained to us a little when he went to see us in the makeup preparation, and he explained a lot of things, but I was kind of in shock because he was there, so I don't remember.
That's one of those things. I'm sure there'll be so many people just like, I'd love to know what was going on there, and you'll take it to your grave. That's a good way to go.
I know, I just said, you know, in a moment, like, Dave, can I use the floor? And he was like, you can do anything. I was like, okay, thank you.
I'm surprised with his bald head that he and like his height, he wasn't sitting there trying to maybe get a cameo as one of the giants as well. Maybe a missed opportunity there.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I'm mistaken. We didn't do this movie during COVID. It was 1 year before.
How did you sort of go home at the end of your sort of day shooting on the Green Knight? You went to work in the morning sort of for a day job, you return completely hairless, having been part of this really interesting project. What was it like to sort of decompress at the end of shooting the Green Knight?
I wasn't working at the time. I was a English student. I was just studying English at that moment, but I was living with 24 girls. I was Yeah, as an immigrant and studying English, it's really difficult to pay the rent in Ireland, especially Dublin is really, really expensive. So I was living in a house, sharing a house with 24 girls, and all the girls, they knew about the movie and they were sharing, you know, they were really excited for me because we have a really complicated life. as immigrants. So when I arrived home and they saw me with my shaved head, everybody was like so proud of me. It was really cute. Everybody was hugging me, crying, like, oh my God, we're a proud girl. You did great. So wasn't bad at all, just good things.
How do you look back on your experience on sort of the Green Knight, sort of just these couple of whirlwind days? How do you sort of look back on that experience?
When I started to look back.
Oh
Sorry.
yes, sort of how do you kind of look back on your experience, sort of thinking back to it, like a couple of years since you've been involved? How does it feel to sort of been part of it?
Well, I have two ways to see it. When I watched the movie, when the movie was out here in UK, I'm UK now. I was really sad, actually. I could be At the time when I did it, I was really happy because I had this opportunity, and I was really grateful. Like, this is really huge. I need to be grateful for being here. But then 2 years later, I still didn't work as an actress yet. I'm in London. I'm sending my CV for a lot of agents. No one is answering me. Even if I have a good CV, good video, good experience. Most of my experience is in Brazil, so no one cares. So when I watched the movie, I was really frustrated, actually. I hope this one day is going to change, but I was like, okay, this was great, this is beautiful, but I want to do more of this. I don't want this to be my last experience because I was really happy doing that. I studied my whole life since I was 14. I am 27 now. So watching this and looking back now and thinking about it is something that is making me really uncomfortable because I need to do something to change my reality, to be an actress again. Otherwise, I'm not gonna be happy.
I'm sure you're going to be able to do that. And I suppose things like, as you say, some stuff that you did was in Brazil, but is it a benefit of something like this film being on like Amazon Prime where, any casting or agents or, people you talk to, you can go, just click on Amazon. You can see me. You can find me on YouTube and you feature in all the trailers as well. Does that help to have something like that that showcases your talent and commitment?
I hope so. I think this is more than great to have in a CV as an actor, especially in a scene like that, because I didn't know what it was gonna be. And when I watched it on the screen, I was like, this is a great scene. It's a proud to say that I was there because it's really well done, all the movie. So I really hope that in the future and in a like soon, not like in 10 years, no, soon, some casting directors and people are going to look at it and say, okay, this is good. You have The Green Knight in the CV. It's a fucking amazing movie. I hope this movie is going to be properly recognized because it's really well done, but it's not commercial. So I don't know if people is going to understand that, but I hope it's going to be recognized. And, I hope they are going to see that and think, oh, okay, maybe this girl just deserve a chance. But I know it's a great thing to have in the CV, but I don't know if they know, you know?
It seems that people have been really seeking out the film and enjoying it here in the UK, and I see it's still high in like iTunes charts in America, etc. So it's positive that people are seeking out and finding it and coming on to our podcast and discussing it with us.
Yeah, this is really good. I was really afraid because it's a long movie. We are living a generation that people likes to watch TikTok and to have 30-second videos. And the like commercial stuff is basically what everybody's looking for. Commercial people is basically what a lot of castings are looking for, like people who have a lot of followers on Instagram. And The Green Knight is not about that. It's really not about that. It's something that if you don't pay attention to the signs, you're not going to understand the movie. It's
Definitely.
more intense and it's really beautiful. I think this is what makes the movie so great, because if this movie was commercial and like a blockbuster, I think they would fuck the script and everything.
I think you're spot on, to be honest, because I said it with my co-host at the time when we reviewed the film. This is a $15 million movie. That is not a lot of money, and it looks stunning. Like the work from the actors, the design work, everything like that is just incredible. The score, but you see so many films that are takes on knights and legends, etc., and they spend hundreds of millions on it, and they end up being disasters critically. I think there was something about sort of art from adversity and restrictions that I think The Green Knight has done so well.
Exactly. It's not about the money. It's how you use it. And they use it really great.
I suppose maybe your first glimpse of yourself in your finished form was the first trailer. I know that was a trailer that I was so excited for when it first came out. When you got a glimpse of yourself as a giant in the trailer, were you excited? Did you start to believe that this was happening?
I was. I was really happy. My mother, she watched it like 20 times.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really cute. No, I was really happy. This movie bring me a lot of joy.
When sort of like it had the delays with the films, was it frustrating for you to know that you had this really interesting role within a film and COVID was kicking it down further and further and no one really knew what was going to happen with the film? Was that quite frustrating for you to be sort of in the middle of something like that?
During the pandemic, you said?
Yeah, sort of with like the pandemic delaying the film, is that kind of frustrating as an actor where you can be like waiting for the release of a film that you're so proud of and you've done some great work on and it's sitting in a hard drive somewhere, it's not been released yet and it keeps getting kind of pushed back?
I was anxious for sure because I wanted to see, I was curious, but at the same time, I trusted so much the production of the movie. Mm-hmm. David and everything that I was like, if they're doing this, it's for a reason. Yeah. And I think they did right because it's so poetic. When you watch the second trailer and the guy say, another year is already gone, yeah. I was like, fucked. COVID, it's so obvious. It everything matches so well to the story and everything. We need to wait another year to know the end. And the movie is exactly about that. It's about waiting. So I think they did a good thing.
How did you get to see it for the first time then?
Here in the movies in London. I don't remember the name of the movie. Of the cinema. I went to my boyfriend. Uh-huh. And was right in the first week we went to see it. We were really curious. So and he was really excited to be with me at this moment.
What was that like to watch something like that? Because I think you're about halfway through the movie. Are you kind of, is there nerves kicking in sort of for that first half and then a wave of relief almost wanting to sort of rewind back to it sort of as you watch the second half? Or were you able to sort of just relax and to enjoy the movie as a thing?
I was sweating a lot. I was really nervous. I don't know even how to explain what is the feeling of watching yourself. I don't like so much because I see a lot of problems in me when I'm doing something. But the good thing about The Green Knight is that I couldn't see me because yeah. I was so different. So I was just watching the scene, like totally speaking. Mm-hmm. And was really excited. Like I was shaking, I was sweating, I was crying. Like it was really nice. Imagine the actors, like yeah. Dave Patel and Alicia. I hope I'm saying her name right again. But for them, it must be like huge, huge.
I was quite excited. A few weeks ago, I was down in London for the film festival and I noticed like it was still showing at the Curzon in Soho. It had like The Green Knight still on sort of the canopy outside. You know, it had been out on Amazon Prime for about a month or something by that point, but people were still going to see it at the cinema. Like, I love when you get a film like The Green Knight where people are like, yeah, I could watch at home. I want to go watch it in the cinema, and I know how popular it was up here in Scotland as well for people watching it.
Yeah, this is a movie is good to see in the cinema because you can feel everything shaking. You feel you're a part of the story. Like some movies is okay you watch at home, but this one, no, I recommend to go to the movies. I recommend to go to the cinema.
The film was produced, as you mentioned, by sort of A24. What's it like to have been in one of their films and at such an early start of your career?
Oh, I'm a huge fan. I love a lot of movies from them. So I'm obsessed. Like, ooh, I can say some. But yeah, what I can say is I'm looking forward to work with them again, really, because I really appreciate the job. Not just this, but a lot of things that they did before. Is huge. Good.
What of their film? Is there any films for you that are like highlights or personal favorites?
Oh, I love Midsommar.
Yeah, love it.
My God, I was so disturbed when I watched it. But it's a movie that makes you think, like, if you watch just because of the violence, you're doing wrong. And, like, it's something you watch to recognize some things about yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. The darkness and about being dependent in a mm-hmm. relationship, for example, and depression, bipolarity. So I'm a huge fan of Midsommar. I think it's the first.
That's a good choice. And for those that are sort of listening and want to kind of keep up to date with any sort of news or reach out to you, where's kind of the best sort of social media kind of platforms or places to check your work out?
Instagram? I don't use too much, actually. I think Instagram and EMDB Pro. Mm-hmm. Just put Belfry Ozzy there. It's Belfriosi. I'm saying because it's not a common name in English. Mm-hmm. And you will find me.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on and taking us behind the scenes. I think everyone will remember that scene, but will have a greater understanding of the effort, commitment, and everything that went into those few moments. It seems such a special project to have been part of.
Thank you so much for your time as well. It was really nice.